Hey guys, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. I'm currently still on a bit of a break, but I wanted to bring you a few more episodes. So I've actually been listening to my episodes now. If you're anything like me, sometimes it can be really hard to check your own work. And I've just been having a great laugh at some of these episodes because they're actually quite good. And I think, you know, you sometimes put yourself down when you think about stuff you did 3-4 years ago and how much you've changed. But this episode's really interesting. It's a bit of a story I tried around self-control, and I wanted to share it again because it's pretty cool. So bear with me. It was one of my early episodes, but I think it tells a real story about how our minds work. So let's dive in. In today's episode, we're going to try a new format. I'm going to talk about a little story about self-control and how it runs through my head and how I struggle with it. And I hope it adds some value. You connect with the message. Let's get into it. I sat across from the bar. I could hear the ice scoop being plunged into the big box of ice as they made somebody a drink. I waited for a friend I hadn't seen in ages. But I knew there was a challenge. I felt fear come over me. I'd stopped drinking for 3 weeks. I'd set myself a goal of lasting for 6 months at least, of being sober, to take control back of my life. I'd realized that alcohol had taken too much of a toll on everything I did. I knew it was an escape as I sat there at the bar. But it was tough. How I'd lasted 3 weeks was hiding away. I stopped seeing people. I tried not to go to bars, to places which would potentially take me back on that journey that I didn't want to go on. But this time I had no option. I had to make the decision. As I saw him in the distance, he walked up. He was one of those guys that, even though he only ever wanted the best for me, always made you feel bad about not drinking. You know those people. Even if they don't mean to, they do it. Maybe not to hurt you, but to help themselves, make themselves feel better that they're not the only one having a beer. He arrived. As he arrived, he had already ordered the drinks. I could see the waitress lining them up on the bar and bringing them over. This fear swept over me. It was like my mind went on a journey. It looked at 100 different options. Should I drink it? Shouldn't I? Is it rude if I say no? Is it rude if I don't stick up for what I'm trying to do? Will I be judged? Will he like me? Why was I doing this anyway? What was the point? Do I even know what I want in life? What's good? What's bad? My mind went down 100 rabbit holes at once. I could picture every outcome. If I drank it, if I had a sip, if I didn't have a sip, everything came over me and I got overwhelmed. I got scared. I didn't know what to do. All of this happened without a single word leaving my lips. As the drinks arrived, I was in a place of shock inside myself, of fear. You know, the word self-control was gone. I had no self-control. I had no will. I grabbed the drink as I knew what it tasted like. In my past, I'd experienced many great nights drinking. Somehow I couldn't connect the hangover the next day with the drinking the previous night. Maybe intellectually, but not in myself. I took a sip, and that was it. 3 weeks down the drain. And I can never just have one. I kept drinking. 3 or 4. I wasn't drunk, but I'd broken a promise to myself. I'd hid from it. I didn't feel the emotions. My mind could come up with every excuse under the sun of why it didn't matter. But it was very telling of my life, very telling of not taking charge of my own decisions. I could see how my mind was playing tricks on me. It was like it wasn't even trying to help me get to where I wanted to be. It would put up roadblocks. And I felt completely lost. I could visualize everything in a blink. It was like I had no connection to the earth or what I was trying to achieve. I could see what I wanted in my future, but I didn't let myself have it. And that was painful. And the cycle continued. Whether it was alcohol, smoking, whatever it was, food, could be anything. I could see this cycle playing out again and again and again, and I had to do something different. Self-control was no longer an option. It was a must-happen scenario. So that's my story. I hope, hopefully you've enjoyed it. That's a real story around self-control. What I guess I want you to get out of that is how the dyslexic mind works. You may think, so your mind may even be telling you everybody deals with that. Everybody has willpower issues. But it's not so much the willpower issue itself. I had willpower. I did it for 3 weeks. I stopped drinking. But what happened was when I got into a situation where I wasn't in control of self, of myself, I let someone else's will take over. And what happened was my mind went down the visual rabbit hole loop. And you'll have that if you're dyslexic. Your mind will overthink things. You'll think you've had conversations. You'll see outcomes. And it'll, in essence, overwhelm you. And what happens is you go back to what you know. And to me, that was having a beer made me feel good. And so when I was scared, what do? I turn to something I know. And it's what we all do to a point. But it's important to start being aware of that. Not hiding from it, but being really, really aware. I use the 5-4-3-2-1 these days. So if something like that happens again, 5-4-3-2-1, without even thinking about it, I say, no, I'm not drinking, push the drink away. In the old days, I'd just let myself overthink the situation and then get stuffed. You know, that's an important tool I use to help myself in that. But I hope you've enjoyed the story. If you have, make sure you share the podcast. And hopefully you look forward to future ones. Truthaboutdyslexia.com. Have a fantastic rest of your day.